presentation from a member of the engineering department, basically explain what's involved. After that presentation, we will open it up to any public comment. If there's any member of the public here who would like to be heard, has a question or a concern regarding this proposed sanitary sewer district. Mr. Ashman?
Good morning. On May 1st, 2007, council approved a motion granting permission for the engineering department to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District to include the proposed Waters Run community, Magnolia Shores, and other parcels along County Road 381 and Old Mill Bridge Road. That's the area shown in the green over here. This is Old Mill Bridge Road. This is Derrickson Creek. On June 29th, the engineering department posted the public notices in the required areas and advertised in the Wave on July the 18th. Waters Run parcel is 533-12-20, consisting of approximately 28.5 acres. The project will be responsible for regional infrastructure to serve the parcels included in the annexation request. They will also be responsible for construction of a section of 18-inch force main in Old Mill Bridge Road to our pump station 30. The density for this project is at 2.0 EDUs per acre, and zoning is in place for the project. System connection charges for the Fenwick Island Sewer District are $4,365, and this project is proposing 56 single-family lots. The developer will be responsible for $244,440 in system connection charges. The project has also submitted a preliminary schedule to serve the outlying parcels between summer 2008 and summer 2009.
Now, if the developer chooses not to do anything on their 28 acres, is that what you said it was?
28
right, 20-some acres. So the people who are now are brought into this, these surrounding areas, they're at the mercy of that developer. We haven't tied them down to any time frame that they have to do it by such and such a date.
We've requested from them when they plan to do it. That was their schedule for the summer 2008.
And if they don't meet that schedule, what would be the?
We can hold up anything that they do from that point forward as far as their design and their construction plans.
Okay, but in other words, the people, if somebody has a failing system in this outlying area, they're going to be stuck, right?
Not sure that we have the means to dictate that they need to move at a faster pace or that they need to install.
I don't know why we wouldn't, but I guess the way we got the documents written up nowadays, we do not.
At this point in time, we do not know.
All right. Is it something, Jim, that because we've had this before where the developers made you sit there and languish and there's no sewer service ever provided here, or it could go years and years and years. Is there any reason why, or Dave, anybody want to speak up? I think we had this once before. We had this issue where people are saying we're being held hostage because this one developer wanted it and it's going by these other properties, and they said, yeah, we want in. Anyway, so is there anything that we can do that we can change our way of doing business that we could say they need to put this infrastructure in so that the other people would have some assurance to sewer service? Or are we just letting the developers, you know, run the show? That's what my concern.
Well, we pretty much have to establish them when we get petitions signed by the required number of persons.
Well,
and we typically don't include people who don't ask to be included.
The people who are included in this, Jim, if you look at the map, you'll see they're servicing this other area.
This is
right. Those are already recorded lots, people living in it. They're all homes, and they all have on-site systems. They've just been brought into this system because it's good planning. Now then, the problem is there's no deadlines given the developer that he has to put in this infrastructure. So we're at the mercy of the developer and his developing of his 28 acres for the rest of those people that are in, you know, that would maybe want to be on sewer. So now what do we do to get those people on sewer? Do they have to break off and do it on their own? Or, I mean, where is any connection? I'd like to see, I mean, before we just don't have anything, you know, requiring the service and the infrastructure we put in. Yeah, come on down, Mike. We had this, I think, issue once before, and I thought we had discussed it. And I see we got another one now, and just
In this particular case, the developer has contacted these people in this development and asked them if they wish to be included.
But he could flip it to somebody else now that sewer's there and everything else, and God, it just could sit there.
Yeah, I think the only way you could provide a measure of security would be to require the execution of an escrow agreement. We have performed similar agreements in other circumstances. Not the exact scenario we're talking about here today, but we have required some form of security in the past.
I mean, I think it makes sense that when we start doing it, it's not like it's just that developer's being affected by this. We've now brought other people in, and we've somehow involved them in the sewer district, and they may be very supportive of it and want to have it, but they want to know if they're going to have it in the next couple of years. What we have in front of us doesn't seem to have any kind of guarantees, and I think we ought to just amend the documents to require that. I mean, does that make sense to me? But if somebody has any other opinions, please share them.
Yeah, because a drop dead date, for lack of better words.
We hadn't considered that being a possibility in this instance, so we hadn't made that a requirement.
This was actually the project, if you remember, actually asked to be excluded from Johnson's Corner so they could move forward at a faster pace. That's why we've.
But what they say and what they do are two different things. And I'm just saying, they've said they want to do that. Let's hold them to it. And then, in other words, I think X number of years, there ought to be sewer to these people.
Correct. And our concept plan approval process now is limited to a 3-year time limit. If they have not done their improvements by then, they need to come back in for a new concept plan. And at that point in time, we could tell them they cannot proceed at all forward.
Already have a 3-year. No,
we have a 3-year window built into our approvals.
That's just the approval of the concept plan. It doesn't in any way mandate that they would have to move forward. I think that's what Mr. Cole is alluding to.
That's what I think we're doing here, or trying to do here. I mean, Mr. Jones, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Do you think we should do so?
Yes.
Has this been a problem in the past?
A couple instances it's come up.
Better nobody.
I think problem is probably too strong a word. I know projects have been delayed for one reason or another.
We have any that have been, districts have been formed, but it's not been done at all?
I'm going to ask Russ. This is sort of an unusual scenario in that the developer has stepped forward and trying to benefit the local community.
I agree.
So we have had instances where it has occurred in this way, but not necessarily having people anticipating sewer being installed in their community. I guess the one instance I could think of, Russ, is there on Beaver Dam Road where they installed sewer in a small community, the manufactured home park. And I think Ocean Air Park, but I don't think we had any form of security required.
We did not have a form of security required. They actually needed to serve them in order to be annexed into the sewer district.
Right.
So there was an
incentive, for lack of a better word,
for them to do
it. In that case, we made them perform the work first for the neighboring community before we annexed them in. Russ is correct.
And we feel the incentive is here also. I mean, they cannot have sewer for their facility. Know what they're planning, unless the other areas are served. So, but there is no mandate for a time frame for them to do that, and no said surety that it would occur.
Right, and that's where I think where we just have the weak spot, and I just think that there ought to be some wording in there to do that. So, I mean, it just makes it makes good business.
Your experience with developers sign on to a timetable.
Assuming they could provide the security, I don't think the timetable is a problem. I think the mandate that they have to provide some form of security to guarantee the construction of the infrastructure to serve the existing homeowners. It would have to be a bond or something along those lines.
Cash or something.
Yeah. Letter of credit.
But under this current scenario, Mr. Jones, it's basically we're at the mercy of the marketplace and the developer and how he wants to proceed. Let me just finish.
Okay.
We went beyond the call of duty. We separated them off from another district they want just to accommodate them. We're keeping accommodating the developer. Now all I'm saying is accommodate the residents now have been brought in to make sure there is some kind of time frame that they can get some assurances to that sewer service.
I do understand this situation. It's got to go past the the people that we're concerned about to get to where he needs to be. So
yeah, but if he doesn't do anything, nothing starts.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's
Well, what I need to know is there any consensus to try to add some wording to?
I don't know if you can. Again, you have to.
Well, another,
be careful what we're doing here because
another option.
God, you've gone in 1 minute now from supporting.
I'm saying, George, if you, I'm not, you don't change. My problem is change the rules in the middle of the game.
No rules.
But if we want to do it, then let's set a policy and for engineering say this is what we're going to do, and then they know where they got to go.
We have a set of guidelines or a policy for extending sewer district boundaries. Right. We can incorporate it specifically into there.
It just makes good sense.
Doesn't sound like there's been that much of a problem in the past. It seems like we're spending
really
a lot of time on it.
That I can remember.
Because, gentlemen, we rarely, you know, most of the time they're not incorporating the surrounding community. Most of them are just doing it off on their own. And we don't care when that occurs. But when the developer has said, do something special for me and I'll bring in these other people need to have some assurances.
Russ, I can think of another situation, the Ellis Point situation where we served the Greens. Did we bring them into the district prior to a security being provided or an escrow agreement provided?
I believe we signed the agreement the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We were serving other sections of the Green that were not related specifically to their project, and it was a special arrangement because we had to have the Greens involved in the whole process. So it was a little different, a little bit more complicated. But.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any further questions of these gentlemen before we open this up to the public?
No.
Did you all have anything else that you wanted to add?
Nope, not at this time.
I'll be glad to get out of here.
How's the twins?
They're doing well. If they learn to sleep through the night, we'll be better.
Everybody much happier.
Okay, we'll entertain public comment. If there's anyone here who would like to be heard concerning the proposal to establish this sanitary sewer district, is there anyone present who wishes to be heard? Yes, sir. Could you come forward and before you make your statement, could you give us your name and address?
Wayne Lyons, Long and Foster Bethany. I represent the sellers. I think there just should be one note here, side note, is that the developer did put in sewer for all of Swan Cove in down 54, so I don't think they're going anywhere.
Who's the developer in this?
Mandarin Homes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions of this gentleman? Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to be recognized concerning this matter? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized. Anything further, gentlemen, before we close the hearing?
Is there any concern about the trying to get some wording in there to require the thing to get built?
It's my district, and there's no concern on my part.
Obviously, yeah.
I would say if you want to do it in the future, come to the council with the terms you guys have. I'm not much on changing rules in the middle of the game because that acts like Delta.
Show me the rules, Mr. Jones.
I'm just telling you what Mr. Izzo and Mr. Izzo informed us.
And they said they had done a number of different things. Anyway, no, go ahead. That's all right.
Well, one thing further, we did hear earlier about the special tax districts. If the developers in a situation like this would balk at signing a commitment where they would have to give financial security, that would be another financing option for them to.
So you're lobbying now for the.
No, I'm just trying to give you an example of how you could use it.
But
let me close the public hearing because
I guess you'll make some money, a fee reviewing their bond work. Yeah.
Well, I have no idea.
I'm sure you. And I'm sure you may represent some of the developers that want to do it. So I
do not.
Okay.
Sure.
I have a conflict of interest.
Opportunity to put some sort of security.
You can see about it, see where it goes, and then go back.
We will close the public hearing on this matter. would you like me to read the title of the resolution?
Yes.
Resolution to extend the boundary of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District to encompass parcels of land east and west of Old Mill Bridges Road, including the community of Waters Run, Lynch property, and part of the communities of Magnolia Shores and Mill Creek Acres lying contiguous to the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Need a motion?
I do. So moved. I got a motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Jones. Motion that was just read by Mr. Griffin. Any questions on the motion? Seeing none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Thank you. Mr. Lang?